Our world is fascinated with heroes, firemen who run into burning buildings to bring out survivors, policemen who put their life on the line to save people being attacked by robbers, soldiers in the midst of battle pulling away their wounded comrades at the cost of possibly their own life. And we look at them and said, how could you have done such a thing? It seems utterly amazing to us. But to a man, I've never seen a testimony by any of these wonderful men and women say other than this: I just saw it as doing my job. It wasn't extraordinary to them, it was ordinary to them. And it was ordinary to them because they recognized it was part of the life they have taken on themselves. A life of service, a life of sacrifice, a life of care and love for others. And they will go to whatever lengths it takes to accomplish the safety of others. They see that as ordinary. We see it as heroic. We look at this passage from the gospel today, and we see Jesus is calling us to be heroes. But what does it mean for us to be a hero? Where do we go to find this heroic strength, this divine grace, which helps us overcome things which other people would say, you can't do it, or I'm amazed you can do all these things? And the answer is simple, and the Lord tells us at the beginning, and the disciples know at the beginning what they're missing. They say a simple prayer: increase my faith, Lord. That's the secret weapon. That is the one hidden power that the Lord wants to bestow on us so we can do what the world seems extraordinary. Saints don't see things extraordinary. They simply say, this is what God has asked me to do. They think it's impossible, but I do it with the Lord, because if I do it with the Lord and I'm willing to bear with the sacrifice and the humility and the obedience that comes from serving the Lord, it will be accomplished. That's what the gift of faith is all about. And that is why I believe, as we enter now this month of October, the last month of this year of faith that was proclaimed by Pope Benedict, this is the key to what he's getting at. This is an age that calls for Christian heroism. But not a heroism of our own will or of our own design. It's called to be a heroism of love. And that heroism of love is centered upon the protection and the sharing of life. And it's quite a challenge today. Quite a challenge in many ways, because people are taught that life is cheap. You have a whole culture that talks about everything is disposable, including human beings. They can even dispose of themselves by suicide and see it as a good. But the Lord says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can tell that mulberry tree be uprooted and be thrown into the sea. I don't know about you, but I've tried it. I don't have any mulberry trees, but I live at the seminary. We got a lot of trees over there, and I've stood there in front of them and said, be uplifted and out of there and on the Beachmont Avenue. I haven't been able to get a twig to wiggle. I've tried, but the Lord said, the size of the smallest possible seed, and you can do that. It ain't working. And it's not because it's God's problem. He's asking me, well, where is your faith? How much time are you putting in to letting me work in you? Or are you busy telling me what you want me to do instead of asking me what you are to do? Because oftentimes we ask of God the impossible. When God asks us something, we think, that's impossible. Not with God. And the history of the church shows that time and time and time again. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. This morning I was at a funeral of a lady who died, and she and her husband were married just short of 60 years, 4 weeks short of 60 years. And over the past 3 or 4 years, her health had been declining. Her husband never left her side. Even when she began to forget things and suffer from dementia, he kept smiling. He kept serving. He kept bringing her to church. He kept bringing her to the children. He kept everything going. And people looked at him and said, "How can you do this in your age? It seems heroic." But not to him. "It's what I signed up for. When I said, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, unto death do us part, I meant it." And he didn't just say it, he lived it. That's a Christian hero. They don't cut and run when there's trouble. They hunker down and they hang on and they fight. They fight out of love. They don't fight to bring about violence. They fight to bring about peace. They fight to show what real justice and mercy is in a world that's focused on vengeance and humiliation. And on this Respect Life Sunday, this heroism is what we're asked to do. And heroism takes many, many forms. But you know, as we heard from that second reading, it said, "Stir up the flame of faith that's alive." From our baptism, we've received that faith. We've received all that we need in that gift of baptism to be strong, to be courageous, to know God's will, to do God's will, and to find happiness in this life and happiness of everlasting life. We all possess that gift. Every single one of us can be a hero. The question is, do you want to step in the line of fire? Do you want to make a point and stand out? Not to say, "Here I am," but rather confront evil where it's at. And confront it with justice, confront it with the truth. And there's no firmer truth than to say to take a life of an unborn child is the ultimate injustice. It's a death sentence. But not just an unborn child. And some people misinterpreted what Pope Francis was saying in these interviews about this not being as important. Pope Francis is saying, once we get them born, our work is just started. Now we have to make sure they have a good family. Now we have to make sure that they're fed and they're clothed and they're housed. And most importantly, they are given the faith. We just can't stop because a woman chose to let God do the work in her. That mysterious power of life, that life which she is carrying in her womb, which she knows when she brings into this world, a whole new potential, a whole new opportunity from this whole new person. A young boy or a young girl coming into this world has in them that potential for heroism to make this world closer to the kingdom of God. And on this Respect Life Sunday, we too have to ask ourselves. We need to pray for the courage. We need to pray for faith. It's so hard to make a statement when we know others don't believe that way, or they think this issue of life is a political issue. It's got nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with being human. And the number one battle the church is facing today is, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be created in God's image and likeness? What does it mean to have real human love? And the church is calling for all of us to stand up as heroes, to take that heroic stand and say, this is life, this is the truth. And no matter what the culture says, no matter how badly the media will try to demean us, it's the truth. And no matter how much you try to deny the truth isn't going anyplace. But we testify to that truth with the conviction of courage, with the conviction of love, that our number one concern is the love of God and the love of neighbor. And the love of neighbor means we must always tell them the truth. Sometimes it's harder for us than it would be for them. We don't want to ruffle their feathers. We don't want to ask them, tell them that they need to change, because if we do, guess what? They may say, you know what? I do need to change, but you got these issues. You need to change too. So we have this silent agreement. I don't tell you the truth. You don't tell me the truth. We both live in a lie, and we both up in a very, very warm place. Or we do what the Lord says, that small faith, that small trust in God, that God is with us and he gives us courage to be ourselves, to be real human beings who love, who sacrifice, who care, who pray every day and recognize that from sharing in the heart of the Lord, of our hearts uniting with his heart, and that communion, that profound bond of love, there we find our strength. There we find the real conviction. And there we find courage and consolation. That's what the Lord's offering today. And he offers it to us every day. But he doesn't just say, do this. He says, look over the course of history. The many men and women, lay people, religious, priests, bishops, kings, drunkards, prostitutes, all of whom who in their faith and turning to Christ have become heroes. If it works for them, it can work for you and for me. But to do that, the Lord says, listen to my word. Enter into my heart by praying a prayer of thanksgiving and petition every day. Receive the sacrament of penance when we have broken our life with the Lord, and receive as often as we can the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Courage himself, love himself, God himself. This is what he's offering us today. How can we not take it? To refuse this gift of faith is to say we're not human enough to live it. Only human beings have faith. And God made us for faith. And he speaks to us every day. Listen to my voice of love. Feel the embrace of my presence. Know that in the hard times I'm with you. And that nothing will ever overcome you if you are with me. Stay close to me always. Never be separated. And you will find strength. And in the end of your life, people, when they come and they stand around your casket and they see the things you've done and witness the crosses you've borne, the sacrifices you've made to help others, to change your own heart and your own life, they'll look and say, I don't know how he or she did it, but they served as a great example for me. They are a hero. But we don't call them heroes. We call them saints. And that is our goal in life. Let us take the Lord to heart. Let us say, Lord, increase my faith. Help me to do always the right thing, to love God, to share my heart with God, to receive strength from God, that then I can serve and love my neighbor. And in that, the Lord will simply say when we die, well done, good and faithful servant. You have done your job well. You have lived your life the way I have given it to you to live. Find now the joy and know the peace that you've had a taste of in this life. Know it now to its fullest. Be the saint.